group of 18 Czech non-governmental organizations working with migrants last week issued a document in which they outlined the basic principles the country should adhere to in dealing with immigrants. The principles relate to the country's asylum policy, social rights, education, work, and other spheres. I spoke to the head of the Organization for Aid to Refugees, Martin Rozumek, about their concerns and what triggered the joint initiative.
We are shocked by the atmosphere here in the Czech Republic, and we do not want to always criticize the government, but also propose some suggestions how to improve the Czech asylum and migration policy. And that's the reason why we decided to come together and to prepare such a document which focuses more on migration and integration of immigrants who live here for a longer period of time. But also there is a chapter on asylum seekers and refugees, which is, of course, also important.
I read the document, and I have to say that it's fairly general in character. Can you be more specific now and tell me what it is that you're criticizing and what needs changing?
The main problem for myself, from the point of view of the Organization for Aid to Refugees, OPU, is the situation of refugees in the Czech Republic, the detention of asylum seekers, and the low quality of asylum decisions. So for us, the main problem is how the Czech Republic treats asylum seekers who are on the way to other countries, very often to join their family members in other EU member states. And this policy of detention and deterrence is something that must be criticized, not only by us, but by the whole consortium.
So are you saying that the Czech Republic is unfriendly towards migrants?
Yes, sure. We think that the Czech government somehow pursues the policy of discrimination and exploitation of migrants in many ways. And we believe that the government must fundamentally change the basic principles of integration and migration policy in the Czech Republic.
If we look at the situation now, last week the Justice Minister said that conditions in detention centres for migrants must improve. He called them semi-prisons. What needs to be changed there? You visit them often.
Yeah, there are many changes needed because the Ombudswoman said already at the beginning of last year that the conditions in Bělá Jezová detention centres are that bad that the Article 3 of the European Convention on Fundamental Rights and Freedoms, prohibition of torture, inhuman and degrading treatment, is in breach. When we look at the living conditions and hygiene conditions. And since that time, the situation deteriorated very much. In 2014, at the beginning of the year, we had some 60 detainees in the detention center. Now we witnessed that there were days that there were 700 detainees in the same detention center, and the conditions have worsened much. So it's obvious that Article 3 of the European Convention is in question here in the Czech Republic, and we believe that simply the Czech government does not comply with their international obligations. And there are many other reasons why we believe, as a consortium and as OPU Organization for Aid to Refugees, that the detention is illegal. And the basic reasoning is that it doesn't serve the purpose. It means that the Dublin transfer to the responsible country, Hungary, does not take place. And if there is a lack of purpose of detention, it means that the detention is illegal according to the Article 5F of the European Convention on Fundamental Rights and Freedoms.
The Interior Minister, Mr. Chovanec, says that the Czech Republic is acting within Czech laws and adhering to Schengen's own rules. What do you say to that argument?
My opinion is that Mr. Chovanec does not know the basic principles of the Czech Constitution. And it is that the international obligations and European legislation must be applied for the Czech national legislation. So it's true that according to the Czech law, it could be argued that the policy of the Interior Ministry is in frame of the Czech national legislation. but it's sure that the international obligations and human rights treaties are not respected by the Czech policy.
You say in the document, I believe, that migrants are only viewed as a security threat. Would you elaborate on that?
Yes, the problem is that the Interior Ministry, police and the Secret Service is basically the legislator on migration, integration and asylum in the Czech Republic, because they propose jointly the main changes into asylum and migration legislation. And we think that there must be the point of view of the labor market taken into consideration. There must be the demographics must be included, then universities and schools must be included in the process. Then big firms have announced that they need new workers, that they are able to take to offer jobs to 5,000 Syrians, that they need now 15,000 immigrants to come and work for them. So we believe that the future asylum and migration policy must be drafted or constructed by many more actors, including NGOs and a consortium of migrant assisting NGOs. And only then we can have a law and legislation that is modern and will respect the human rights of our clients, of immigrants and refugees.
What do you think is behind the government, this sort of trend, keeping a very tight asylum law?
I think it's some kind of thinking that they believe that every foreigner is a threat, and they think that they are there, I mean the Interior Ministry and police, to defend the Czech country from immigrants and foreigners. And unfortunately, it affects also students, it affects academicians, it affects workers, businessmen, and we think it's some kind of paranoia on the side of the Interior Ministry. And what is said is that other ministries are not very active to change this attitude of the Interior Ministry. But we think it's really the Czech asylum and migration policy is constructed by, as I said, by the Interior Ministry, by the police, and by the secret services. And then, of course, the final result of such a policy is always restrictive and is always full of obstacles for asylum seekers, refugees, and immigrants in the Czech Republic.
A growing number of ordinary people are now offering to help migrants, but the vast majority of Czechs are still against quotas, against migrants. Why is that, do you think?
In our opinion, still the issue of migration and asylum is quite new in the country. We became, after the 40 years of the old regime, a homogeneous country, nation of Czechs and few Roma. And still, mainly the older generation is not get used to travel very much abroad and to accept people from countries from abroad. And then, of course, there was a role of media that was very negative in the past, because in last 2-3 years there were very bad reporting of media on asylum migration issues, on the issue of the so-called Islamic State, and then very few positive examples, very few objective articles and objective information which would be supported by relevant statistics. And I see that there is an improvement on the side of the media. Now, in last 3-4 months, there are many new journalists who are well informed about the situation, who are able to follow the press in other Western countries, and I see that there is certainly improvement of work of media workers, but still, if you look at the public opinion polls, then the vast majority of Czech is against. But I think the main reason is what I just said.
The reason I asked is that I wanted to know whether you thought that the public was influenced by what the government said and what the media said, or whether you think the government is taking a populist line here because it thinks the public does not want migrants.
Sure. The politicians are afraid of being more open to the issues of migration and asylum. They have in mind the polls saying that, according to Eurobarometer, 80% of Czechs are against refugees, and according to another poll, 70% are against refugees and migrants in the Czech Republic. And I think they are very well aware of these numbers, and they are afraid of saying something else. So when you talk to them in four eyes, many of them accept that it's not so easy to say that immigrants and refugees are a threat to our country. But they are afraid that if they speak openly, publicly, that they would pay a price for it. But we see that even on the side of politicians, there is a movement in the first chamber of the parliament and second chamber of the parliament, and there are more and more politicians who have the courage to say their different opinion. And Mr. Pelikan, the justice minister, being the first or second after Mr. Dinsdier, but we think there will be more politicians who would openly say what they really think and would be not that much afraid of the polls that could then mean that their party would lose on this issue.
You say that you're not very happy with some of the changes that the government is making and that it is not welcoming enough, as you say. Are communication channels between you and or NGOs working with migrants and the government open? Or is there a communication problem there?
There is certainly a communication problem, because the Interior Ministry, the Department of Asylum and Migration Policy, is not open towards communication at all. We discuss the issues with other experts and with some advisors to the ministers, but basically the discussion between the asylum department and NGOs and consortium doesn't exist. And this is a big problem, and we don't know why, but we think this is, as I said, there is a certain paranoia on the side of the Interior Ministry, and they just don't want to share their news and their views with us.
What kind of impact are you hoping this manifesto will have?
We hope that it will be a good basis for the discussions in the parliament with the open-minded MPs and senators. And then our goal is that the asylum migration policy is not considered only from the angle of security. So we are trying to sell this manifest to Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs. We also shared the manifest with embassies, with Open Society Fund, hoping that they would also discuss the issues with the Czech government, and of course also with media workers, because we think that as soon as the public opinion is more welcoming, then we will see that also politicians will probably speak in a different language about asylum seekers and migrants.